Time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Cody Ann Miller. She is Miss Rodeo North Dakota National Director. Cody, thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Steve. It's really exciting because we're celebrating 71 years of Miss Rodeo North Dakota pageant this year.
And Jalen Hicks was the big winner this year, year 71. Tell us a little bit about Jalen.
You know, it's really special because Claire Grainer won last year, and I believe it was her third time in the pageant trying out, and that same goes for Jalen. So I'm a big believer that you shouldn't give up on something that you truly are dreaming about and wanting, and perseverance really does create beautiful outcomes. And so Jalen came back this year. She was so strong in her knowledge, and not everybody knows, but these young women not only have two grueling interviews with judges about all things rodeo knowledge and their own personality and just having to really show who they are, but they have to take a written test on history of the PRCA, the current events on the state of North Dakota, and a lot of equine science. So Jalen, she is preparing to apply for vet school. So if I am correct, she had dual majored, and I have it written down here too. She dual majored in animal biomedical science and equine science. So I don't know how she did it because she was so active. She's a graduate of NDSU and plans to apply for veterinary school soon after her reign as Miss Rodeo North Dakota is over.
And runner-up JC, she's probably, you know, should get, you know, like so many others, like have, and you included, said you give it another shot, right?
Yeah, and yeah. You know, one thing that's really special is JC won the award that's called the Cowgirl Spirit Award in honor of Paul Christensen, and that's somebody who just truly has this go-getter and high spirit and really truly believes in this way of life. And JC was Miss Rodeo Mandan, and she loved being Miss Rodeo Mandan. It was her first title. Her family, she comes from a ranch in Richardton, and you know, she's so passionate about this way of life. She's so passionate about being Miss Rodeo Mandan, and we really hope that she comes back, and I hope she will, and I think she will, because North Dakota is truly made of some really great cowgirls.
There's some really young gals that we've talked about this before, and what really struck me in your speech today was that a three-year-old who gave a presentation, you know, they're as young as three, some of the young gals that are coming up.
Yeah, in 2019, we wanted to start a scholarship foundation or scholarship fund, and I was wondering, how are we going to, you know, promote this, raise money for it? And then also, it's always been my dream to have more rodeo queens. It's something I'm so passionate about. So we need to, our mission is creating cowgirls with character, and we thought, let's start a sweetheart pageant. So this was our fifth year of a sweetheart pageant, and it's really exciting because we do have young girls coming back. So we've seen, like Medora Thorson, she was just freshly 3 years old when she did it a few years ago, and she's came back, and she's been able to do other pageants. Harper Burgers, another one. There's a handful of these young girls who come back each year. But this year we had 12 sweethearts, the youngest being three.
That's fantastic. And, you know, it's like a lot of them are experiencing 4-H, but this too program, this organization, you know, Miss Rodeo, that also builds confidence in young girls.
Yeah, and so we, you know, the contestants for Miss Rodeo North Dakota, they have to give an extemporaneous speech, do public interviews, impromptu questions. But we provide an opportunity for these 3 to 12-year-olds to also get up on stage and talk in front of a crowd. And gosh, it's the cutest thing. They say some fun things. One of the little sweethearts, she's an only child, and it's a former Miss Rodeo North Dakota, Megan Hague's little girl. When they asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she said, a sister. And the whole crowd started laughing. So we've been picking on her mom, saying, I guess there has to be another one coming soon. But it's just kids say the darndest things, and it's so fun. And it's lighthearted, the whole atmosphere of what we do. And it kind of brings us back to what we're all about.
Now, as we wrap it up, people want to learn more about Miss Rodeo in North Dakota. Cody, how can they go about that? You have scholarships as well. How can they go about that?
Well, we are a small membership-ran nonprofit. We're a 501c3. You can visit us at missrodeond.org. Claire Grainer, Miss Rodeo North Dakota 2025, will be traveling, continuing to travel all over the state the rest of the year before she goes to Las Vegas this December. And then Miss Jalen Hicks, who's from Dunn Center, the new Miss Rodeo North Dakota for 2026, she will be traveling around too. So if you see either of those young women and want to know more, please feel free to visit with them or visit us on Facebook too.
Very good. There's Cody Ann Miller, Miss Rodeo North Dakota National Director, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.